Hello again, it's time to get your ear holes ready for another episode of Anything Versus Everything. Do you have any idea if King Arthur would dance better than an Icelandic Yule cap? Well, we do, kind of.
Kind of. Probably not the best idea. I wouldn't say we're an authority on
this. No, we're not an expert, but we know enough.
So how's everything with you today, Alison?
I'm pretty good, Toby. I'm pretty tired. I've been watching the Q Music Discord channel, if you guys want to...
Oh, yeah, you've been
plugging it everywhere, boogieing all night long. Wow. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, me too. I'm exhausted, to be honest with you. My legs, they're like iron clubs at this point, how muscular they are.
Of course.
So, without further ado, what is your chosen opponent for this week, Alison?
I want to let you do yours first today.
Okay, I respect that. I'll take the hit on that one. So it's in a similar vein to something I picked before. It's another, I guess, mythical, fantastical thing.
Okay, you better do well this time then.
There's a sprawling amount of literature. Count Dracula.
Oh, Count Dracula.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think it could be a good one because it could do so much stuff. Like,
unfortunately, I've gone for quite a similar vein in mine.
Okay, well, this could be even better.
I think it's going to be
real,
very close
real
one.
Head-to-head.
Yeah, so I've actually gone for the zombie today.
Zombie?
Yeah,
oh,
so that's, they're like two cards apart, so great minds think alike, I reckon.
Yikes. Well, okay. I think there's something here.
I do too.
To decide this one, I actually went to the shop the other day.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. There's this shop.
A lot of shops near you, don't you?
It's a massive, massive strip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went to the shop and walked in, and it was a Tesco, but they had one of those baskets by the door, you know, where they just kind of chuck like sports items in the summer and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was digging through it, and it was full of basketballs, and like I don't really have the space for a basketball.
Yeah,
and
you don't have a basketball court either.
Yeah, it's not very good for deciding things. But then at the bottom, there was just I could hear a voice going, "Pick me.
Was it a magic eight ball, Toby?
It was a magic eight ball.
Wow, you're
the
milking the magic eight ball one today.
How crazy. I mean, I tell the story all the time. It's just such an interesting story. So, shall I tell you the options?
Yes, I'd love to hear the options.
I was going to say on the cards, but I guess the more appropriate term would be on the ball.
It's been a long day, hasn't it?
It's been a long day. So, we've got best circus act.
Could be good.
Best team worker. Now this,
I think I would be good at this.
Well, just to clarify, it will be who would help out the other opponent more.
Yes, like so it's sort of like who you have to get the other person to win. I suppose it's more about helping the other person so much that you lose this game.
Exactly.
But good for you because you're really good at losing this.
Moving on. Who would beat 100 duck-sized horses and one horse-sized duck? So both of them, the whole question, compacted into one task.
Well, you see, that's interesting, because there's two different methods you would have to use there.
Exactly.
You'd
so you're going to
employ
have to,
two different tactics.
You're going to have to be a jack-of-all-trades for
you
that
would,
one.
You really would.
We've got Total Wipeout.
I love Total Wipeout.
That, I think it didn't have Richard Hammond
hosted
presenting.
Yeah, he did.
I think there's an American one.
There is.
Gladiator?
They have Total Wipeout.
Or is it Total Wipeout?
Yeah, Total Wipeout.
So I'm sure most people know what that is, and if not, Google it. we have Best Restaurant Management. So I think that's kind of like a play on teamwork, but also I think organisation.
I don't know how delicious a zombie one would be. I think it would be good. I think I'd get a lot of customers, but I don't know how much they'd be paying because it'd all be zombies.
Well, they'd go in and come back out as zombies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well. Yeah. And finally, we have Best Public Speaker, which...
I'd absolutely smash that.
I'm not convinced.
It's odd that I chose that one knowing that I'd picked a zombie.
Yeah.
That was an odd decision for me to make.
That was a very odd decision for
me to
make.
I hope it's not that one.
Well, should we consult the eight ball on this? Would you like to do the honours?
I would
eight
love
ball.
To.
And here
thank
it's sloshing.
Toby.
If you give it...
Okay.
That's a bit too much, maybe.
Oh.
Go on, just gently Swirl it.
I'm swirling. Total Wipeout.
Total Wipeout.
I always wanted to go on Total Wipeout. It looks like so much fun.
It does, doesn't it? It's like when you were younger as well. Did you ever watch the program Raven?
Of course I watched Raven. I actually applied to go on Raven, but they didn't want me.
That's so sad.
I know. I chose Zombie today because I was a bit too tired to look anything up. But now I've realised it's been so long since I watched Total Wipeout, I've forgotten all of the obstacles apart from the big red balls.
I mean, I don't remember the obstacles specifically, but I think you can kind of generalise. Like, it's a lot of jumping, isn't it? Jumping on moving platforms over water, so they're slippery.
Yeah, and then there's a punching wall as well, which looked like fun.
I think there's some climbing walls as well, isn't there?
I think you're confusing that.
I might be thinking of...
you're thinking of Gladiator, the slides
Ninja
and stuff.
Warrior
and,
thing.
Well, it's your turn to go first today.
Okay. Well, I don't think that Total Wipeout has accounted for a shape-shifting vampire in the rule set. So your plan
is to turn into a bat.
That was my plan. So, okay, this is option A,
yes.
Right? If it's legit, if it's allowed, turn into a bat. Fly to the end of the course. Jobs are good and everyone's happy.
Shall I look it up on the Total Wipeout rules? Are you allowed to type it?
Shall we consult the rules?
Yeah, one sec.
Is that something that's readily available?
You keep talking, I'll Google Total Wipeout bat rules.
Well, I'm thinking about it as well, though. It's like, even if it is within the bounds of the rules, it makes for very lacklustre entertainment, I think. I don't think anyone would care to watch. I mean, it would be amazing. You'd be like, oh my goodness, that person's just turned into a bat. But also, it's like, oh, but he didn't go through the obstacle course.
All I can find is that there is a shapeshifter obstacle in the qualifying rounds. So
that sounds like my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's assume that Dracula cannot turn into a bat.
Let's
to win
assume
the competition.
There's like a cloud that falls over the Total Wipeout course, which does not allow shapeshifting.
Okay,
that's
well,
too easy.
All right, that's actually made me think of something. First things first, Dracula would only agree to go on Total Wipeout if it's a cloudy day or like a, you know, he can't go in direct sunlight, can he?
Oh, that's such
so
a good
point.
So
that's a real pickle, because then the waters could be freezing.
Well, you're going to have to hope he's on the English version then, because I don't think I've ever seen it sunny on the Total Wipeout British version.
Well, okay, so, but thinking about it, if it always has to be cloudy, surely that raises the stakes for Dracula to perform, because the water underneath is going to be so cold and horrible.
But wouldn't he want to, maybe he would want to be in the water.
So many
because
questions.
Because then he's protected from the sun. So if it is a sunny day.
You're not allowed to... from the sun if you're in water, Alison. This is safety 101 in,
oh,
on
it's
the
more
beach.
Sunny.
It's worse. It
yeah, because
the
it reflects
UV.
The sun.
Yeah.
Dracula's got to hope for a windy, cloudy day.
All right, so aside from that little... I think Dracula is... I hate to say it, he is what, like something thousand years old, or at least a couple hundred years old. I don't think he'd be that nimble anymore, to be honest with you.
No, he
wouldn't.
Depends
on which depiction you go with, but like Bram Stoker's Dracula, not really got a chance as far as I'm concerned.
Probably do okay against a zombie.
Yeah, oh yeah, but if it was a one-on-one, I think Dracula would absolutely whip as a zombie, but...
Well, I've got a plan for my zombie.
All right, go on.
Because
Hit me with yours.
I don't think that a zombie would do very well. I wish we hadn't put Total Wipeout on. I wish I hadn't chosen a zombie, because I've just chosen a bad week to choose a zombie. but I think, obviously, a zombie doesn't really... It's not really got a human brain anymore. It's just thinking... Brains, it wants brains.
Kind of like primal instinct.
Yeah, it's got
it?
To get the brains.
Yeah.
So obviously, Richard Hammond's stood, there's no other humans around. Richard Hammond is stood at the end, or one of his helpers.
Not Richard, the
hypothetical host, because I wouldn't want to do that to Richard Hammond, but the hypothetical host of the Total Wipeout would be at the end.
Yeah.
So the zombie would have absolutely no intention of doing anything but getting to the end of the Total Wipeout. It wouldn't mind, it's ready to fall, it's ready to stumble, it doesn't get hurt, it's got absolutely no regard for its own safety. That zombie is determined, it's got one thing on its mind, and that thing is to get to the host at the end of the Total Wipeout.
Well, I think we need to establish something here, because there is lots of different kinds of zombie, aren't there?
I think zombies are just the undead, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would just be walking in a zombie-like way.
But zombies can move quickly or they can move slowly. You know, there's like, you have the zombies from, like, I think 28 Days Later, they move really quick.
Okay, that's my zombie.
Dawn of the Dead,
no,
they're
no,
like,
that's not my
all
zombie.
Lumbering.
No, my zombie's a fast zombie.
Okay.
So my zombie's, like, running, and it gets to the big red balls. It might make it. No one makes it over the big red balls. The problem is, actually, this is a good point, and this is what I think a lot of the contestants on Total Wipeout don't understand. So on the big red balls, they spend ages and ages getting over. They spend like a minute getting over the big red balls. I've always thought in my head, my plan, miss it. I'll just jump into the water and swim it. I'm not going to do
Isn't
the big
that,
red balls.
Don't you instantly lose if you
I think you have,
the water?
No, you have... No, it just
But you have to
you
climb
down.
Back up and do it within the time limit again.
Well, yeah, but I think if you get past the first big red ball because it's so hard, then you are allowed to just swim over and do the next one. But,
oh, really?
It's, like, I think it's implied that it takes longer. I'm not sure, but I'm going to hope this is the rule. So I would jump onto the first ball and then probably slip because I'm a zombie, and then I would because I'm a running zombie, I would just run past that bit. I've already, you could ace the big red balls, get every single one. No one, I don't think, has ever, in my opinion, apart from that one guy, got past the big red balls faster than anyone moving through the water. It's just a faster method of moving, and it's ridiculous. No. I actually think in Total Wipeout, the fastest method to get through would be to fail every single step of the way, because walking through water is fast, or swimming is faster than getting through all these ridiculous obstacles.
It's kind of, it's like a speed run. Just do everything badly, because like there are some times in speedrunning you've got to do the wrong thing because it's faster than doing the right
thing.
Yeah, like, exactly. Cuts time off your run.
The zombie would be terrible at the actual course.
That sounds
zombie would be good
pretty smart,
at looking
to be
at
honest.
The brain that he wants to eat and getting through the Wipeout. That's it. I have more faith in the zombie now, having heard my excellent argument, than I did at the beginning of this episode.
Well, okay. May I propose one other thing that might push me ahead?
What's that?
Twilight-style vampires.
You're not a vampire. You're Count Dracula, specifically.
Yeah, Count Dracula, but assuming we go by the rules of Twilight...
Why would we?
Because, well... We haven't. You're going by... You picked which zombie you wanted to be.
Yeah.
I'm picking which kind of style of vampire
no,
I want
you,
to be.
You can
I want
choose,
to be fancy
no,
with
no,
glitter
you can, no,
and
you, no, you can choose,
really fast.
You can choose which style of Count Dracula you would like to be.
okay. I think that's a... I've been done there. I think I've been had
Toby,
slightly.
You can do it. You can win this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, I kind of already did, though. The bat thing. That's very good. That is very, very good. Okay, let me use all of my brain power. Oh my gosh. I just cheat, but not the bat way. Vampires, don't they have... I swear in Dracula... I can't remember which interpretation, but...
You look stressed.
I am. This is just... It's coming to me. Dracula... can bite people and turn them into, like, servants.
Yeah, so can zombies.
Yeah, no, but the zombies have free will still. So they're, like, Dracula can actually, like, mesmerise
people. Zombies don't have free
will.
Zombies want brains, that's it.
Oh, yeah, but let me just clarify. I find the officiator. I go into bat form just before the whole
okay.
thing starts.
I feel like you're stealing my
ideas. Peep over to the officiator, whoever's judging it.
Mm.
Little nip on the neck. Ooh, ooh, ooh. A little bit of blood. Mmm.
Mmm, delicious. And yum, yum.
And then he's under my control. Mm. So then I just kind of, just go through at my own pace, whatever. And then at the end he's like, well done, Mr. Dracula.
Okay.
You've absolutely smashed
it. Well, to counter, I would then do the course as a zombie at my own pace, and then I would bite the officiator, and then he'd be a vampire
zombie.
That'd
be too late because he'd have called it by then.
No, because I haven't run my course.
Oh, I see. You're saying after my
second.
Run.
Yeah, after my run.
Well,
I would go up
but
to
then
the
this
Serpent
is,
Dracula.
This whole thing is dependent on you going second.
Okay.
Mine is not dependent
okay,
on
no,
anything.
Fine. I'll go first and I'll bite him. He's a zombie.
How do you know where he is? I was thinking of...
He's at the end. They're
I
always waiting at the end.
I was thinking of the officiator, like the real officiator. He's like the show officiator. The real one is backstage in a box like, oh yeah...
How do you know that? You've never been on Total Wipeout.
I just get the vibe.
Mm.
It's just a vibe.
So our plan, both of our plans, boil down to bite the officiator.
I think we can call this one a draw, you know.
I'll actually let you have it because you can be a bat. I think
so. I win.
You can win.
Oh my goodness, he's done it.
You're lucky though.
He's
You're
done
allowed
it
to
again.
Have a lucky win if again.
Okay. Yeah.
What's
again.
The score now? What's the football score?
That's not. That's what, fine.
9. Well, it was 9-1 before. Wasn't
probably
it?
To no, me. 10-1. Yeah, something
it was
like
10-1.
That. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now it's 10-4
to me. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, you're
I'm
doing
so good.
You're
at
doing
this.
Really well for someone who's losing all the time.
You have to admit, this time I put in a good argument.
All I'm more proud of you on this episode than I've ever been.
That means the world to me.
I hope it does.
But who do you? And that's right. I'm addressing the audience now. You think one?
What a segue!
I know. Do you have any suggestions for the next battle arenas? Let us know on Twitter, Facebook, or Discord by searching Cue Cards. If you haven't already, don't forget to download Cue Cards TCG today, where you can battle anything against everything.
Keep it cue! So that was so natural. That was like it was coming off the top of my head.
I actually can't believe it. We're getting really good at this.
Okay, don't get too cocky.
We hope that you enjoyed the podcast. We battled some funny things. We really enjoyed all your time here, but now it's time to go